Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Jennifer Horn is back from her birthday festivities, the big birthday weekend. Ken Kessler is here, and Doug Steffen is somewhere in Tennessee, from what I understand. He called me last night with all of his internet. How do we call him? Whenever he takes these cross-country trips,
yeah.
I usually can depend on a call around 9 o'clock at night. It doesn't work. And it's he's referring to the equipment that he uses to be able to connect back to us at the studio, which is amazing. It works through the internet. But as you go from hotel to hotel, all of their settings and all of their internet works a little bit different than the last place he was at. So there's always this call. Doesn't work.
And you answer so helpfully. That's really good.
And I'm like, what do you want me to do? I'm 1,000 miles away from you.
But you figure it out. That's good.
No, he does a good job. So he's pretty good at it. So he figured it out last night and got it rolling. So until then, I guess he took Charlotte out to take care of her business. Big doings going on in television, huh, guys?
Yeah, Brian Williams. I mean, first, actually, last night, you're sitting around, you know, you got the news going, and first thing you hear is Jon Stewart's leaving the Daily Show, which is big news. And then all of a sudden, NBC's come up and said, hey, Brian Williams out 6 months, unpaid, Lester Holt in. But, Rich, we had an idea.
What's that?
We think there should be a tag team. You know, my dad was saying, hey, this is great. Stephen Colbert leaves. Brian Williams can go take over the Daily Show where he doesn't have to worry about truth and hard. He can just, you know, do his own thing.
You know, that's
maybe
a great idea.
Swap.
Because Brian Williams is a funny guy.
Yeah.
That would be a big move.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Because I don't know about you. I didn't see Brian Williams getting fired for this, but now I
do.
I guess I have to change my mind. I think he's done. And so, I think that would be a great move for him because he's a funny guy.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that this suspension doesn't bode well for him. I mean, I don't know what will happen next. I mean, people recover all the time, but I think he first has to apologize. I mean, he really hasn't even apologized. His on-air apology was something like, well, I bungled the facts. Really not even copping to the fact that he had maybe changed them along the way.
Do you really think it was an egregious mistake on his part?
Well, here's why I do. I think everybody has a spin. Everybody, you know, we talked earlier about Fox News, MSNBC, everybody has an angle. But I think when you have someone at an evening news post, you kind of hold them to a higher standard. There is a feeling of trust with the American people. And whoever sits on that network news at night, there's that feeling of trust. And I think, for me, what's really dangerous about this is that the era of real journalism is so gone. This is so it's part of the trend where it's gone. I mean, this is when people that deliver the news insert themselves in the news and try to become the news because they have aspirations for celebrity or whatever it is, or it's ego strokes, whatever it might be. I think that's really dangerous because who do we get our news from now? Brian Williams was like the trusted guy, not to give you a lot of spin.
Do you think that maybe he's a victim of the culture of news today and that you have to have some kind of personality to be, you can't just sit up there. I mean, anybody that just goes there and just reads the news in a serious manner, you're not going to last. You're done. You have to connect with the people. People are, they have short attention spans. They want to be entertained. They just don't want to sit there and get the news anymore. As much as we say we do, we don't. We want to connect with whoever's reading the news to us.
He was in a helicopter in Iraq. He didn't need to do anything extra.
Yeah.
I know.
We were already sucked in.
Exactly.
Right. And I'm not saying that what he did wasn't wrong. It doesn't bother me that much for some reason. I don't know why. It's, you know, he didn't hurt anybody except himself. Would I believe him again when he reads me a story that I do have to? And when I say reads me a story, that's all they do. But can I 100% believe him again? I don't know that I really did anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter to me.
I just think the idea that it's almost like he was naive in the fact that he thought he could change the story. I mean, in the telling, at least, I mean, there's many other stories that are coming out now where people are questioning how he told them. But let's just take the one we know that there was some issue with when he was embedded with those troops in Iraq. Okay, so he decided to lie about that, but he lied about it in different varying ways across through the years. Yeah. It just amazes me that it went on this long.
It's the typical game of telephone where you put 10 kids in the line and you tell the first kid something, and then at the end of the line it changes. Well, he played telephone with himself. Over the course of 12 years, that story changed and evolved and got better, and it just, you know, hey, man, it comes back to bite you. All right, it's 12 past the hour. We're going to get Dudley Steffen situated here. I'm here walking in.
What?
And what?
12 past the hour. Isn't it time for a commercial?
It is. Here we go.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you could save.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped, and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there is going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
All right, it's 15 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. There is a story out of Detroit City. I always love to go
Detroit
up.
Detroit City?
That's what we used to call it in college. We went up to Cobo Hall to watch the wrestling matches, and it was always in Ohio and Michigan. It's not Detroit. It's Detroit City.
Detroit City.
Yeah. So this guy who walked miles to work
James Robertson is a factory worker in Detroit, and his...
See, Richie even said it. Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah.
And about 10 years ago, his Honda Accord broke down, and he didn't have the money to fix it, so he started a mixture of walking and taking the bus to work. And when he goes to work, he's able to take the bus part of the way and then walks about 7 miles. But when he comes home from work, it's late at night, and the bus isn't running anymore, so he can only get the bus a few miles and then has to walk the rest of the way. So in total, he walks about 20 miles on his trip to and from.
What time does he go in the morning?
He goes in the afternoon and comes home
late night? Okay.
And he has not missed a day of work since he's been doing this for 10 years.
It doesn't only have to battle. How I do the job, that's when the real battle's won. I often thought about, just forgetting about the whole thing. But then there's this voice inside me that tells you, you better go ahead and do it because your girlfriend don't want to hear it, your friends don't want to hear it, your co-workers don't want to hear it, and you got to get up and do it the next day.
So a guy had seen him walking back and forth to work and offered him a ride one day and learned about his story and told it to the Detroit Free Press. So these two college kids read the story and decide that they want to help raise some money for him to buy a new car. So they go to GoFundMe and figure, okay, we're going to raise a couple of $1,000 and buy him a cheap used car. Right. Well, they're at $310,000 right now.
That's so cool.
And the local Ford dealership decided that they wanted to chip in, and they gave him a brand new Ford Taurus.
Nice.
Here's one of the kids that helped him raise the money.
This is Detroit. We're the comeback city.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry.
Most of the donations have been $20-$25, and I've had a lot of people comment and say, this is all I have. I wish I could give more. This is all added up to what it is now.
So James says Detroit is absolutely a wonderful city.
Detroit, we're the comeback city. Forget Los Angeles. Detroit is the real city of angels.
Wow.
Forget Los Angeles. You wouldn't have had anybody walking 20 miles in Los Angeles.
No. Nobody walks in L.A. Haven't you heard the song?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hear that anymore. This is like one of those stories that you would hear from back in the early 1900s where some factory worker had to walk 20 miles or something like that.
All right, let's change the approach here. The lady named Marilyn Jean Hartman is in the news again, arrested in Florida yesterday after boarding a flight, checking into a resort under a false name. She's also known, a.k.a., as the serial stowaway. She got onto a flight in St. Paul under a fake name, checked into a $300 a night villa in Florida. But unfortunately, she had gotten somehow or other the name of somebody who actually had signed up to go to the villa. She went in as them, and then the real people showed up.
Whoopsie.
Oh, my God.
How do you explain your way out of that?
Some people are just funny. Look at the picture of her. Stories at DougStephan.com. This looks like a mild-mannered sort of young grandmother, Kenny, right? She was charged with fraud, fraud by impersonation, defrauding an innkeeper, and trespassing. She's 63 years old. She claims that she was a whistleblower, chased from her home by the FBI, and now has an unrecognized condition known as whistleblower trauma syndrome.
That's a new one for you.
She was arrested 3 times last year for stowing away on planes. Her defense was, well, the government let me pass security checkpoints, so why, get on. How do you get on a plane without a ticket?
How do you do that in this day and age?
I
saw a guy raise a fuss the other day when I was coming back from Atlanta because they put his ticket under the thing and it didn't beep properly, like the little reader didn't read it.
Exactly.
And they made him stand aside until they could confirm it.
Yeah.
She's slick.
Slick. Yeah, she's very, very, very slick. The Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you in part by BuzzBox Coffee. You want to sign up for the most delicious coffee? Jennifer will tell you it's the best coffee she's ever had. BuzzBox Coffee, 866-456-7805, or simply go to DougStephan.com. Look for the big orange box and sign up for your free BuzzBox coffee. And then sign somebody else up for BuzzBox coffee who's your Valentine. Good Valentine's Day gig. 866-456-7805.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is certainly a moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from our Rusty Rack of Wrinkle Records back to the time when your friend the Dugster was playing music on the air. Matter of fact, this was a song that was on the top of the charts during this week in 1973 called My Belle Ami, My Dear Friend en français. Where's Pierre when we need him? My Belle, My Dear Friend.
My Belle Ami.
It sounds like you have a banana stuck in your throat when you're talking.
That's kind of how you do the French thing, yeah.
Me?
Come on. Don't give away that you're Pierre. Come on. That's just like telling people there's no Santa Claus.
Hey, how you doing, huh?
Okay. Crank it up, Richie. My Bellamy. Let's forgive my substitute to be here. Righteous Brothers. What are the two names of the Righteous Brothers?
Left and right.
Yes.
No. Bill Medley.
Medley, that's it. He's the one who has that sounding voice, right? Isn't he, Kenny? Medley? Wasn't he the taller of the two? Still going around. Who's one of them died of cocaine? What's this? He's a short one, though, who died.
You don't remember
his name either. Yeah, anyway. All right, not important, except I was trying to compare his voice to Medley. All right, if you know who this is, 888-302-3684. And if we've confused you, good. We're trying to confuse you because we want to make it more difficult for you to win a trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. That's the next trip we're giving away. So if you'd like to qualify for that drawing, which will be held first part of next month, and then you get on the line now at 888-302-3684. This is a group that had only one top pop single hit in our country. And so now's the time for you to figure it out. Who is this? The group's primary members included Peter Teteru on vocals, Gil Denick on guitar, and Duke Bloom on drums, with a special assist from Hans von Eck. That's who they are. Got that, Richie?
Eck. Hans von Eick.
All right, they were only together between 1966 and 1975. They managed to have some hits in a couple of different countries, but this was it for them here. You want to crack it up a little bit more, Richie? There he is. Pierre's right at home there. You were the answer to all my questions before we're through. Tell me, listen to the singing. I want to tell you that I adore you. I always
I have a hard time believing this one reached number one, really.
Really?
Yeah.
No, this is a good project. You've got to remember what the music sounded like in general.
Well, 1973 was a tough year, but I mean, this...
No, this is...
This ain't no Beatles.
Really?
No.
Can I quote you on that?
Yes, you can.
Really? All right, so who we got that's...
Tom. Tom thinks he's got it.
Tom thinks he's got it. All right, Tom, how are you doing? Welcome to Good Day.
Oh, good morning, and hope you're having as good a day as I think I'm going to have.
Good for you.
Really?
Wait
a minute. Hold on a second. I want to find out what is going to make this a better day for you.
Well, looks like I get the opportunity of getting close to going to Denver.
Really?
Almost going to Denver. That's a great day.
Yeah, Colorado's pretty close to Denver. Yes,
right.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to search Hawaii on the internet today. Maybe go there.
Broadmoor over there.
Me too.
All right. So we need to know the name of this group. Who is it, Tom?
T-Set.
It is the T-Set. That is correct. I've forgotten whether it was spelled T-E-A or T-E-E, Kenny. Is it T-Set?
T-E-A.
That's T-E-A. Tom knows what the story is. How did you know
that? It was T-E-E.
I thought it was T-E-E, too. All right, doesn't make a difference how to spell it. How is it that you knew that, Tom?
Shazam told me.
Shazam. Wow.
Tom is the smartest guy listening this morning.
A technologist.
Look at
and
that.
And he's all set. Good for him. That's what, listen, you want to go on the trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, you got to be resourceful. So Tom qualifies for the drawing next month for our trip for, I think it's four people going to the Broadmoor, if I'm not mistaken. Congratulations, Tom. Nice to have you here on Good Day. 28 after the hour.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Sometimes it's easy to see a difference, and sometimes it's not. Especially when it comes to motor oil. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Tonight, you don't want to miss the premiere of The Slap on NBC.
A great new drama about how even in the most normal family, one event can change everything forever.
Yeah, and that event is a slap.
Yeah.
And check out the cast in this show. Peter Sarsgaard, Zachary Quinto, Uma Thurman.
There's a lot to love in The Slap.
Yeah, the critics agree. Vanity Fair calls The Slap one of the best new shows on TV.
And they would be right.
Yep.
The perfect fit for the all-new NBC Thursday.
It's going to be an amazing new night of drama, so don't miss the premiere of The Slap, followed by The Blacklist, and then Allegiance, tonight on NBC.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The help that I have includes Richie McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Although he took exception to me saying Richie the other day. Wasn't I doing a promo for
you? I don't mind you calling me Richie. When I was a little kid, it was Richie, and then it turned into Rich.
Okay.
And then there's still people that call me the Richie thing. So I don't mind it. But when you do a promo for a station where they're going to be playing it every couple of
hours.
It's
not his professional name, Dougie.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Thanks.
All right. So that was like when I was at Heidelberg, I was the only one who ever called Jim Troha, who was the vice president, one of my favorites there. I called him Jimmy. I still do. His wife and I are the only ones in captivity that call him Jimmy.
You never call anybody by their, their actual name,
Kenny,
what everybody calls it.
Kenny.
Yeah.
He doesn't call me Jenny, thank God, because I have to.
Yeah, but Jen.
Yeah, Jen.
Yeah, Chugger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some work here. Powerball.
Go ahead, Dougie. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, everybody thinks that. And my nieces and nephews call me Uncle Dougie instead of Dudley. At any rate, Powerball tickets. How many have you bought this week? And how much have you spent? And what do you think? How much have you spent was the question actually at the poll position. The poll position. I like that. The poll position at DougStephan.com. How much did you spend on Powerball tickets this week? Because it's $450 million, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it in that vicinity?
Yeah.
Drawings tonight. All right,
Zooming
so let's
close
see.
To $500 million probably tonight.
Oh, what would you do?
Pay off your mortgage, Jennifer.
Easily. Like 40 million times.
If I had it, I'd pay off. I'd pay off Richie's mortgage. I'd pay off Kenny's mortgage.
Oh, absolutely. Why not?
33% said I'm not. What do you mean absolutely? You were expecting me to do that?
No. I would.
Are you paying off my mortgage?
I would do the same.
No,
I don't know if I could pay off your mortgage.
Well, out of that size jackpot, you'd be okay.
Yeah, if I won $450 million, sure.
Yeah, you'd be okay. I know you, though. 33% of you said...
Yes, you would.
Not even you know how much my mortgage is.
I don't want to know.
No, you don't want to know. 33%, I'm not planning on spending any money on Powerball tickets. 20% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said I haven't bought any yet. 16% said between $5 and $10 I've spent on these tickets. 12% said over $20. 9% said between $10 and $20, and 8% said less than $5. I would buy. When I travel cross country like this, I do actually like to buy the Powerball tickets because I never figure I would win either in California or in Massachusetts, where I spend most of my
time. It's always in some little tiny.
Exactly. Right. So it doesn't pay. So it's 450 pushing toward 500 million.
And of course, you know what I did yesterday, Doug, don't you?
What'd you do?
I bought a $5 Mega Millions ticket, which is at a measly $74 million. So while all of you are distracted by the shiny penny and building
you're
up
gonna win.
The fact that the odds are so great that you will not win, I'm over here. It's me and like five other guys playing the Mega Millions.
Really?
It's a shoe-in.
Good for you.
Right. You keep telling yourself
I'm spending my $74 million already. You suckers go for the big money.
You can still
go for the shore money.
You can still pay off my mortgage with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
No, a couple of bucks left over.
Sure, no problem.
All right, Halliburton, the giant oil service company, in the news for two reasons today. One of them is that it's laying off 6,400 workers because of the tumbling price of crude oil. The president said, unfortunately, we're faced with the difficult reality that reductions are necessary to work through this market environment. The company said it plans to cut 6.5% of its workforce, which is about 6,500 jobs. 1,000 layoffs that they announced in December, plus another. They have a staff around the world of $80,000. Now, that's one Halliburton story. The other one is much more interesting because it involves a little skullduggery. In fact, I'm going to paraphrase this because I haven't got it right in front of me, and Kenny will check me out, or Richie always does. What I remember reading yesterday in the newspaper was that they got caught bribing government officials, I think in Nigeria. Am I right? $164 million. Somehow they funneled it through the same bank that funneled the money to the Clinton. The Clintons, apparently, or the Clinton Foundation, got about $80 million through some not exactly direct route through this bank in Switzerland, and the money is coming from questionable sources upon examination, it would seem. I'm not suggesting that Halliburton did that because that's not part of the story. It's just two interesting stories about skullduggery coming from Swiss banks. Bill Clinton has knowingly, I'm not sure all of it was known. I think he knew pretty much that when he invested in some company that he was told about by a friend, wink, wink, that it was going to go bananas quickly. So his net worth, Clinton's net worth, went from like $49 million to $180 million in like a year. And that was because of, well, at least allegedly, some cozy connections. And that's what happens when you're the president. Even when you're not the president, people still want favors from you. And who wouldn't deliver on a $100 million gain in one's assets, right? If somebody gave you $80 million, Richie, what would you do? And they ask you to do them a favor?
Say, thank you very much. When can I help you?
Yeah, exactly. Bingo. So did I have the story right, Kenny, about, I think it's Nigeria, $160 million to bribe various people in Nigeria, Halliburton? I'm pretty sure that that's where the money
I don't see a figure on it.
Yeah, anyway, but it was Nigeria, one of those countries, but I think it's Nigeria, where a lot of drilling goes off. This is, by the way this business is run, in case you didn't know it. And it isn't just the oil industry. It's a lot of people who are involved in these fiefdoms in Africa. You can buy your way into anything.
Oh, sure.
All the governments are corrupt. You can, you know, just find the right guy and pay him off. Remember that movie that Leonardo DiCaprio was in about the diamonds?
Blood diamonds.
Yeah. Remember that? That's the same kind of stuff goes on in that world. And so we're naive if you think it doesn't happen, because it does. And Halliburton is one of those evil companies that is you know, well, I don't know whether they were...
$182 million.
Wow. What did I say? $160 million? I was off by a couple of $20 million. This is one of these... I don't know whether they were evil before Cheney ran them, but I know they were evil when he ran them, and I know they're evil after he... Just evil. And people say, what do you mean evil? What's the matter with them? I just think the way they do business is corrupt. Is it the only company in the world that's corrupt? No. But there's just something about them that's sticky. You know what? You just... I don't want to touch them. Anyway, I'm being a little too dramatic, you think?
You think?
Yeah.
All right, speak. Was that a yawn?
No, that
was just
no,
yawned.
It was
wait,
just
wait a minute, wait a minute. Who just yawned?
Somebody yawned. I was kind of like,
No, I think you just yawned.
Yawns more like,
this is a yawn.
So here's the story. How many licks does it take to get get your mouth around a
To the center of a tootsie roll.
Right. I'm going to tell you that story in a moment. Stand by. This is a good day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
All right, let's see what's happening here in the world of television. Netflix launching a $7.99 a month video streaming service in Cuba. Yesterday they said they were going to do it, and they now have announced what it's going to cost. The average monthly wage in Cuba is $17. Did you know that?
Oh, so that's a big piece going to your Netflix, huh?
Right. There are 5,300 broadband internet accounts in the entire island. Do you realize that? That 5,300 people have internet in Cuba.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
Makes you happy that we live here, doesn't it?
Right. Okay. The story of Better Call Saul, the premiere of... This was a spinoff from Breaking Bad, with the bad guy has been profiled all over the place. I remember having breakfast one morning with this guy, and I'm now trying to remember his name. Kenny, who's the guy that plays the bad? He was in Breaking Bad as well. He's been on... If he's been one bad guy, he's been 150 bad guys. He's always played a bad guy, and you can recognize him. He's, again, one of those actors. Nobody knows his name, but you recognize him. But he's now the star of the show, apparently. But I just can't remember his name.
They got a star?
Yeah, what's the guy's name?
Bob Odenkirk is the star.
No, the guy that plays the old, he's the old sort of hitman. I don't remember his name.
Okay, so anyway.
Anyway, yeah, okay. So they set, Better Call Saul set a cable ratings record, Jennifer. 4.5 million viewers in the 18 to 49 demo turned in to see the beginning of this series. You have any interest in this?
No, I didn't even know about it, actually.
Read about it the other day.
I got to find out this guy's name. All right, Jen, what else?
Jonathan Banks.
Jonathan Banks. That's it. Yeah.
All right, well, Mad Men is doing something kind of fun to get some publicity for its upcoming return to AMC on April 5th. They've asked fans to go onto YouTube. They've posted their entire first episode onto YouTube way back when it all started. And then they've broken it up into short clips that range from 8 to 38 seconds. Fans register for a contest, select a moment from the pilot, they recreate it, post it to YouTube, and they can win a prize. Isn't that kind of cool? I think that's a great idea.
Cool. Here's a good idea.
Yeah, fans, if you want to do this, you have until March 2nd to claim their clip, and then they'll have 30 days to shoot their video and upload it to YouTube. The winning clips will be selected by a group of judges who will announce their decision on May 6th. And then the fan-created version of the pilot will air during Mad Men's final season this spring. So really cool stuff that they'll put it all together.
Good.
All right, Jennifer Esposito, do you remember her from Blue Bloods, Dougie?
Yes, she was the cop.
I miss her.
She was good.
She was Donnie Wahlberg's partner on the show. I really liked her a lot.
Apparently not too easy to deal with, but...
Well, no, she actually had celiac disease, and CBS said, well, we're not waiting for you. You know, just because you're sick doesn't mean the show's going to wait for you.
Oh, really? See, CBS spinned it the other way.
I know.
Hey,
well,
that's nice to hear that story about her.
That's the other side of it. Now, ABC has a summer series called Mistresses, and she's just been cast to star alongside the other ladies, Jess McCallan, Rochelle Ades, and then Yoon-Jun Kim. Remember her from Lost? She played...
Son. I remember she was related to Kim Jong-un somehow.
Yeah, somewhere like that. Yeah. She's going to play Calista Raines, who's uber fabulous and larger than life, and a creative director at a luxury fashion brand. So good
for her. Jennifer Esposito dating Bradley Cooper. That's what shows up on the internet.
She used to date Bradley Cooper. She also used to date Cameron Matheson from All My Children.
Wow.
All right, Unforgettable. I know you love this one, Doug. Poppy good Montgomery show. Absolutely drives me crazy. She sounds like she's always trying to put on a sexy voice, and everything she says is so breathless, and she drives me nuts. But
other than that, how'd you like to play Mrs.
I think men like her. I don't know. Unforgettable, living up to its name. It's coming back from cancellation, not for the first time, for the second time.
Right.
A&E is finalizing a deal for a 13-episode fourth season of the Sony TV-produced crime drama, which aired on CBS for 3 seasons, and it should be on later this year. So.
I think that they ought to do the same thing with The Mentalist. I don't know why somebody's not picking that show up.
Never know. Great. I mean, this show's come back from the brink twice now, so that's great news.
All right, what about the Chris Kyle story from NBC?
Yeah, NBC under fire again. Not only do they have the Brian Williams scandal a-brewing, but this time for a correspondent's claim.
Really? Something going on with Brian Williams?
Something like that. I know, that the sniper Chris Kyle was racist. More than 20 retired generals and admirals penned a letter to Comcast, which owns NBC, following a January 29th interview on NBC's Morning Joe. And some of the people described these racist tendencies towards Iraqis and Muslims when the guest, Ayman Mo-Yeldin, I think his last name is Mo-Yeldin, I think is how we say it, Mo-Yeldin.
Make it up. Nobody.
No. Joe Smith is what his name is.
That guy.
And said that he was going on killing sprees in Iraq when he was on assignment targeting Muslims.
Kyle was?
That's what the guy claims, that he was targeting Muslims.
Really?
No.
Good. Yeah, well, I mean, he was targeting Muslims anyway.
Of course. It was his job. Hello.
Jesus.
This group that have gathered to ask for NBC to apologize for this said that these statements were inexcusable and a slap in the face of Chris Kyle's widow.
Okay. All right. The lollipop story in a moment here. On, the Tootsie Roll Pop story coming up on Good Day.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
It's a Lumber Liquidator spring flooring kickoff sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week at 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the spring flooring kickoff sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Mathematicians conducted a very important experiment to find out exactly how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. For those patient enough not to take a bite, the graduate students determined it would take 1,000 licks to make it through 1 centimeter of candy, which is approximately half the length of a cookie pop. How's that?
My tongue is bigger than my kid's tongue, so it'll take them 2,000
licks. It's all about your spit, though, Doug.
Yeah,
the acidity in your spit. Mm-hmm. What a load.
Want to get the whole story? Check out the story from today's show.
You're spreading false science.
DougStephan.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Hotshot Warren Eckstein is with us here on the Good Day program. Whoop. Warren is the heck of that. Richie taking a hot bath.
That's why I don't have a dog.
And Jennifer, it's a boxer puppy that can't help snorting when he howls.
You are so cute.
Yes,
you are so loud.
How do you not watch those? Warren, they say YouTube revolves around kittens and boobies, right? How do you not watch an animal? Like, if you're sitting there and you're checking in on Facebook and there's a video there of an animal,
yeah, you're going
to
check it out.
You have to watch it.
Mm-hmm. You can't. I'm actually watching more puppies over boobies now, just so you know.
Good for you.
Yeah, you, you.
I'm glad to hear that. All right, Warren Eckstein here brings you up to date on the latest news and events that affect your pet. That's next here on Good Day.
You paid to do your taxes this year, or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something? Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you, but if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com, file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
One of the great things about Warren next time being on the program, I can count on him telling us what's happened on his program from the week before if we want to know. Warren's on the air around the country, a lot of great radio stations, including many of these same stations that carry this program, with a pet show. It's 2 hours chock full of information about how to train your pet. How do you train a rattlesnake? People have rattlesnakes. What is there? Is there a breed of dog or cat or any other from that phyla that is untrainable, virtually unruly?
No.
No.
Seriously, no. I mean, listen, they're not all...
Wait a minute, you're a better interviewee than that. You're not supposed to answer a question with no or yes or maybe. You're supposed to extrapolate on that.
Well, they're not all going to be Rin Tin Tin. They're not all going to be Lassie. And they're not all going to be Morris the Cat, who, by the way, I had to work with. The bottom line is that they don't have to be Cujo. They can all be made a little bit better. So, yes, every type of animal can be socialized or made a little bit better. However, saying that, I don't believe that wild animals should be socialized. I think they should be left in the wild. But I've had snakes that were really mellow. I used to take them around and hang out with kids because they were socialized. They weren't trained. They didn't sit and stay. But at least they were socialized, and that's the important.
Have you ever met an animal that you could not train? A domesticated animal. Dog, cat.
Only the ones that walk upright.
There he goes.
That's true.
We all know that Warren likes dogs better than he likes people. We get that.
And I'm not the only one. Listen to this statistic. It's no secret that America loves their pets so much that 57% of pet parents said it was a deal breaker if their significant other or potential significant other didn't like their pets.
I think that's true. I'm certainly in my situation, Meredith has loved Charlotte. She really has taken to her, and Charlotte to her. It took a while, but that's the kind of thing that you... how do you not... It's like getting along with your children if you've got children. In some way, shape, or form, even though you're not having a relationship with them, you kind of are. And the same is true with the dogs. The dog's around all the time. You got to have a love and a sense.
Okay, so I have to ask you this question.
What?
If a significant other in your life, I'm not talking about Meredith, I'm just talking about anybody hypothetically, didn't like your dog, would you break up with them?
Yes.
If they didn't like your kids, would you break up with them?
Well, I think it's different with the kids because the kids don't have to be.
Answer the question, Dudley.
No, I probably wouldn't.
Your witness.
No.
Okay, thank you. Defense rests, Your Honor.
Well,
no further question.
What? The kids aren't around every day. The dog is.
I lost this segment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me give you some
Jennifer's
fault. 39% of unmarried women prefer their dog to a date on Valentine's Day. That was kind of interesting. And 79.
Wait a minute, hold on just a second. How many guys are going to date dogs on Valentine's Day?
Oh.
That's a whole different question.
Different question. Okay.
Although you'd be better off. It's a lot cheaper to buy a biscuit than flowers.
No, I wasn't thinking about it. A four-legged one. Go ahead. Keep going.
18% of single men say that having a dog helps them get more dates. And 79% of men, 79% of women and 80% of men find dog-loving people are actually more attractive than those that don't love pets.
Hmm. Really?
And 54%, by the way, of people that live with pets tell their pets at least once a day that I love you. Now, I
do that with Charlotte. Charlotte, all day long. I love Charlotte and Seven. I do. I love
Every once in a while, Denise says, hey, Warren, what about me?
Really? What do you say to Denise? I love you, Denise. Here's your Valentine's present. 59 after Warren Eckstein.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.